Welcome to the Embroidery Podcast. It's Masako here. Thank you for tuning in. Mark and I also want to say thank you for your feedback and suggestions. Today we are talking about the embroidery books and we are recording this episode remotely. Perhaps you might be able to tell by the background noises that we turn some pages or we show each other's books through the screen. We know you cannot see us, so we try our best to describe each book. We hope you enjoyed our conversation. Here's Mark.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Embroidery Podcast. Masako and I are here, and today we're going to be talking about some of our favourite out of print and vintage embroidery books.
Right. Mark, would you like to start with your favourite book?
Yes, I will. One of my favourite, I suppose it's a reference book, and it's by Thomasina Beck, and she wrote quite a few reference books about embroidery, and I got this one, and this one is the Embroiderer's Story, and it sort of charts embroidery and embroiderers from the Renaissance onwards. And the reason I love it is because of the such beautiful photographs inside. So all types of needlework, historic needlework, right up to contemporary at the time. So this was published in the 90s, and it's lovely. And it's lovely just to kind of open a page and just look through it. So it's got a history, beautifully illustrated, lots of colour pictures. And there's another one called The Embroiderer's Garden, and then Embroidering in Silk and Gold. And they're just really beautiful. So that's one of my favourite ones just to kind of pick up and look through. So, right, Masako, what is your favourite reference book then? So if you were going to look at something for reference, what would be your go-to embroidery book?
I have loads of reference book, but I think this is my one of my favourite.
I recognise that one.
It's Encyclopedia of Needlework by the Teresa de Gilmont. I think lots of people have this one in a different editions, but I've got this. Actually, I've got two copies of this size. All these illustrations, it's so inspiring, and it's very informative. So it's like my Desert Island Discs book. If I have to bring one book that is at Island, I would choose this one.
I think lots of people have that one, because it's those are listening, it's a little book. It's quite small, but it's very thick with this olive green cover, and I know that it's a really good reference book for, you know, when you want something quite random, it's a really good one. And you can still get it on eBay and second-hand book websites. So it's still available. So, and you can still pick up nice antique copies. So.
Yes, I think I found them on eBay.
Right, shall I go next? Yeah. My next book is a stitch book. It's not a stitch book for carrying around in your bag when you go to lessons, because it's huge.
Is it like a coffee table book?
I guess so. That's a good way to describe it. And it's Erica Wilson's embroidery book. So Erica,
I love that.
Erica Wilson was an embroiderer, and she went to the Royal School of Needlework, actually, but she's famous for bringing embroidery, sort of making it popular in America. And she lived in New York, and she had a shop in New York, and she had television programs, and she's written lots and lots of books. Sadly, she died in 2011, but you can you can watch some of her programs actually on YouTube. So on YouTube, her channel is Erica Wilson Nantucket. So you can see some of her old TV programs, which are really lovely. My favorite book is this huge book, and it covers every type of embroidery and needlework. So it's got a little bit of sort of a brief history about things. But what I love, and what I loved when I was learning embroidery, were the beautiful stitch direction illustrations and stitch instructions.
Oh, I know that illustration is so clear.
Yeah.
And I think it was her husband, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who did the illustration.
Yeah, so her husband did all these beautiful hand-drawn illustrations, and I think some of her photography for her. And they're just so clear. So usually they're in step-by-step and ABC, lots of stages, but she also explains them as well. And one of my favourite illustrations of hers is the Mount Melick stitch.
Mm.
Quite a complicated stitch, and Mount Melick is a white work technique. It's a white work stitch, Mount Melick stitch from Ireland. And it's got so many stages, but Erica Wilson really made it so easy to understand how to do it, all the stages. And I think that, and things like raised stem band, which can be a bit tricky, she's got great instructions for that. But also it covers, so the big book covers canvas work embroidery, couching, gold work. It's a really nice kind of, if you need to know how to do a stitch, guaranteed it will be in here. Just a sort of, yeah, general big book. It more specialist, tiny little stitches, not so much, but kind of good idea to kind of get you going. I think Erica Wilson's book, you can't beat it, because it's just
free. Can you say the title of the book again, please?
Yeah. So it's Erica Wilson's embroidery book. And my edition is published by Faber.
Mm-hmm.
And she also did a really famous crewel work book as well, so crewel embroidery, and I think some of that's in here, but this is the one which has got lots of techniques and, you know, a few sort of antique photographs of embroidery. So it's a good all-round sort of try out lots of techniques before you go into them book. I love it. I still love it, and it's
yeah,
really,
and she's a legend.
She is a legend, yeah. So yeah, be quite good, like if you're interested in sort of old embroidery programs, you can check her out on YouTube.
Yeah, I need to check the YouTube, yes.
So right, Masako, you've done your stitch book. What would be another book, a favorite of yours?
It's really hard for me to pick my favorite, because I like them. I like all of them, actually. But let's see this one.
Art in Needlework.
Yes.
A lovely, really nice cover, actually, isn't it? Lewis Day. Yeah.
Yeah. This one, I found it in a second-hand bookshop in the village, and it was so cheap. I was like, oh, this is the one I really wanted. You know, I saw this in the library before, but, you know, I really wanted a copy for myself. And I think these days people can just download from online.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about this book, it's so, I don't know, like a Dilmun's book. This, even though it's black and white, it really gives me an inspiration for the designs and then the stitch plan. And it's just a joy to look at it. You know, it's not like, okay, I'm going to read this chapter today or anything like that. I'm just flicking through. It's just a joy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know that lots of books now you can get online, but for me, it doesn't make up for having the real book in your hand.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about having the book and being able to look at it and turn the pages, that for me is so different to looking online, which obviously now is a great resource, but having a book in hand, it's brilliant.
Yeah, also this is a quite good size. You know, like the Thurman's book is also a really tiny book. It's, you know, it's good for the handbag and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is also a good size to just sit in an armchair. Because my other books are quite big coffee table books. But it's your turn next.
Okay, my turn next. So I'm going to pick, actually, this is a technique book. So this is quite a niche technique, but this book was published in, now I've got to find the date of it. So it's 1971, this was published.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about pulled thread embroidery, which is a white work technique. Mm-hmm. And I just love this book. So again, it's black and white, it's photographs, and it's diagrams. But what I love about it, so pulled work technique, just very briefly, is a white work technique. You do it on an even weave fabric, so it's quite open. And you do a stitch and pull it really, really tight. And as you pull it, it makes a pattern. So that's basically what pulled work is. You count the stitches, pull them tight, and it makes lovely patterns in your fabric. So it might be something people aren't really familiar with, but this book is really useful because it tells you where to start the pattern and where to finish the pattern, because
it's a tricky bit,
some thread books and instructions, it's quite hard to work out where to start, especially with pulled work, because you have to work in a certain order and you can't really cross on the back because sometimes it's quite open. So this pulled thread embroidery, it's I just love it. It's really useful for kind of getting into pulled work, even though it's from the 1970s. If you want to do pulled work and you need to know how it works, this is great. And also in some cases, it shows you where the thread goes on the back of the stitch, which is also really important for this type of work. So I think you can, again, you can get this from secondhand bookshops, and it's a Dover book. So my edition is Dover, which really good embroidery books. And art books in general. So that's one of my favourite technique books, Pulled Thread Embroidery by Moira MacNeil. If you have white work and you haven't done pulled thread, that would be a really nice book to get to try just a different type of white work embroidery.
Yeah, I think I have got the same book, but it's a different edition. My cover is a lot different from yours.
Yeah, I think it's been republished a lot.
Let me just get it. It's just there on my bookshelf. Is this the same person?
Yes, it is.
Moira MacNeil. So I think it's my edition is newer, I think.
I mean, that just shows also how popular books are. If it's continually being published.
Reprint, yes.
Yeah, so what date is your one?
Well, it says copyright is 1971, but this one is a reprint of 1993.
Yeah, so that shows a brilliant book, still being published in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right, Masako, what's your next favourite book?
The next book is... It says Beaton's Book of Needlework.
So Mrs. Beaton, I mean, she's quite famous for her recipe books, isn't she? So that's quite interesting. She's got a needlework book.
I didn't know about Mrs. Beaton until I came to this country. But first I came across with her Book of Household Management, and I learned a lot about Britishness in Victorian era. Then I found out that there's Mrs. Beaton's Book of Needlework. I had to get it. The illustrations are so clear and inspiring. It's so fascinating to see all these pages. It makes you want to try something in the book. Shall we move on to your next book, please?
Book is, this is another stitch book. You'd think that I'd have enough stitch books, but I still buy more and more stitch books. So this is another old one, and probably quite a few of our listeners would probably know about it. So this was 1934, and it's Mary Thomas's Dictionary of Embroidery Stitches. And I just love it, not only for the stitch instructions, but my copy has got loads of tiny little cartoon illustrations. So I'm just going to randomly pick. So we've got something called Daisy Stitch, and next to it there's like a little cartoon of a daisy in a hammock. We've got something called Cushion Stitch, and there's a tiny little picture of a dog on a cushion. So as well as being a really good stitch dictionary, I suppose it's a, yeah, it's got everything in it, all types of embroidery. I just really love the little illustrations, the little cartoons. I think they're really cute. And it's a really clear, another really clear stitch book, and quite small. So I know that it's been published loads of times.
Yes.
And it's still popular today for people wanting to learn stitches. So
yes,
that is another embroidery stitch, a good dictionary for all sorts. Right, what's your next book,
Master? Yeah, it's similar stitch book. It's called The Dictionary of Needlework by Caulfield. This one is a very, very old book, and then mine's very thick hardcover. It's so heavy. It's published in 1885, so it's very antique. But I think mine's reprint in 1989. But this one is, you know, the original wood engraving panels are used to, and I have some color pages, but the good thing about this book is everything is in alphabetical order, so it's so easy to find what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So this is not the book I can carry it around, but it is under my coffee table.
A good reference book.
Yes, so that I can go to anytime I need it. It's quite heavy. Okay, your turn.
Right, my next book, actually, I've only just bought recently. I got this on eBay. Mm-hmm. But actually, the original dates from the 15th century. So it is another Dover book, a little paperback book. So the writing is a little bit, you have to kind of work out what it's really talking about. So it's called The Craftsman's Handbook, and it's not just about embroidery. So it's about ancient art techniques, but it does have embroidery sections, and it talks about painting on cloth, how to draw on cloth, how to paint on velvet, and it's a really interesting book. So has it got any illustrations? Maybe one illustration. So it is a reading book, and it is obviously a very old book originally. However, it is amazing how much we still do in embroidery that was done back in the, you know, 15th century. So it's just a really interesting book to read and dip in and out of. And I kind of think if you're into a certain art technique, then your interests are also in other art techniques. So it's fascinating to just look at. So for example, I've just opened it randomly, and it says to make a glue out of lime and cheese. And it's for a woodworker. So it's got wood, stone, parchment, but it's really interesting. And so it's just a really good sort of history book, but it's also relevant for embroiderers. So yeah, and that's available now. You can still get it, still being published. And I got mine on eBay. So you can get it secondhand, but I think you can buy it new as well.
Right. Well, let me talk about this book. It's called Lady Evelyn's Needlework Collection. And I think there are four authors, American authors, I think. These ladies went to the Blair Castle in Scotland. Lady Evelyn is Duke's daughter. This book has lots of photos of Lady Evelyn's collections, plus needlework she did herself. Her needlework is exquisite, especially the white work she does. I went to Blair Castle a few years back. Well, the things in the Blair Castle's display is limited, but I was lucky enough to see the archivist there, and then she showed me some of the collections piece. And the white work she did is like out of this world. It's so precise and perfectly stitched, and it's minute. I don't know how she did it. I'm sure, you know, the lighting situation is not that great at the time of the stitching, but I'm sure she has tremendous concentrations and skills and a passion for this needlework. So I want to go back to Blair Castle in a few years' time again when we are allowed, and I want to try and see it again. It's so inspirational, inspiring.
Okay.
She also has a collection of, you know, silk embroidery. And right. I think she had a piece from Japan as well. So I'm like, whoa. You know?
Oh.
It was really nice to see there. And then this book, most of them are black and white photo, and some pages have color photos. So you really want to go and see the real thing in the castle. Oh. Maybe we can go to Scotland together sometime.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go to Scotland. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Scotland. It's beautiful. Right. I'm on to my last book for this.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've saved the best to last, as usual. So this is also a big coffee table book. You cannot carry this around in your handbag. And the title is English Embroidery from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, 1580 to 1700. And then it's got the subtitle, Twixt Art and Nature. So this is a collection of sort of papers, but also it's the catalogue of the exhibition that was on at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in 2008 and 2009. And it's my favourite historical embroidery. And I know that a lot of people love this time of embroidery in England. So it's when there were raised embroidery, stump work, silk panels, little sweet bags, metal and silk embroidery. And the reason I love this book is because of the most beautiful photographs of all these treasures, really, really close up. And they really are treasures. And it's so lovely to kind of, I have a copy of the book, which was kindly given to me, but I tried to buy this book.
Oh,
it's out of print, and actually it goes for a lot of money. So if you are thinking of buying it, you'll have to save up for a while. However, you can download it for free. So if you want a real copy, it will cost you, but you can also download it to your computer.
Can I ask you how much?
So I think if you want to buy this now, I think we're looking at maybe £250.
Oh my God.
This is not an old book. So this book is 2008. Mm. So it's not old. And it retailed at the time for £40. But because there was a limited run and it's such a beautiful book, it became very popular. So it's out of print. So if you want a new one, you have to, or if you want a secondhand one, I should say, that's probably more accurate. We're looking at £100 and upward.
That's so expensive.
It's weird, but it's worth it, I have to say. However, you can download it. So we can put the details on our Instagram page and Twitter page. So you can, it's available from the Bard Graduate Center store.
Is it, that's in New York?
Well, the store is online. So yeah. It's store.bcc.bard.edu. And you can download it for free. So you can get to look at it and zoom in on all the photographs. I have to say the book is amazing and I love it. So it's a real treasure for me to have it. So I love it. So that's my favourite embroidery book because I can read it and it's really in-depth essays about how it was to stitch back then in the
17th century.
Sorry. And it has a catalogue of everything in the exhibition. So it talks about all the items that were there. So it's just a beautiful book. So that's my favourite. So.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our latest episode about books. And we'll put up some of the addresses on Instagram and Twitter for how you can get the free book from the Bard, and there's also other resources you can download, antique and vintage books. We would love to see your favorite books, so if you can take a picture of the cover and tag the Embroidery Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and we can share some of your photographs, not the inside please due to copyright, so just the covers, and we can share those. So it's lovely to see what your favorite books are, especially vintage ones. But yes, tag the Embroidery Podcast and also mention us as well, so that we get notified about it, and we look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for listening.